This is VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening on BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet radio prayer station. Here we are on a Tuesday. This is Prophetic Tuesday. I'm very excited. Broadcasting live from our studios here in Austin, Texas, the capital of the great nation of Texas. Going to be a wonderful day. We are celebrating this week. We're celebrating 4 years, our fourth anniversary of broadcasting around the clock and around the globe here on BPN Radio. Wow, it's so exciting to know that in the past 4 years, we've made this major progress. Good to have you listening. I have some prophetic words to share today, some words from the Lord. I love this Tuesday. Here we are, keeping the fire burning on the altar, keeping the watch of the Lord according to 2 Chronicles 23, 6. It says that all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord. Jesus himself told us to watch and pray. So here we are at Prayer Central, celebrating 51 years in the ministry. Remember, this program is going to be replayed today on BPN Radio at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock. And also remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, any of our programs here on BPN Radio, may or may not be the views of the Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but here we are delighted, absolutely delighted that you're listening. And this program is produced by Michael Schonborn, edited by Aliona Perchuk, and supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. Let's pray, America. Okay, here we are on a wonderful Tuesday, a bright, shiny Tuesday, just prior to Thanksgiving. And as we near the Thanksgiving holidays, I just want to say happy Thanksgiving. And to each of you that are listening here on BPNRadio.com, so thankful to have you in our lives and thankful that you are listening to BPN Radio around the clock and around the globe, programming 24 hours a day. And this week, 4 years ago, we started. And of course, it all started on a word from God. That's why I say that one word from God can change your life forever, because it started on a word from the Lord. When I was praying in July of 2014, I heard the Holy Spirit say, go and lead prayer 24 hours a day on internet radio. And I didn't know how I could do that, but all things are possible. So when we hear from the Lord, it's only a word. It's not a chapter or a book. And 1 Corinthians 13 says, we know in part, prophesy in part. So I got a part of it. And so I heard something, and then I saw something, and then I said something, and then I began to do something. And here we are, 4 years later, making a major difference in this nation, in this land. Thank you to our friends and partners that are working with us, those of you that are listening today. And we appreciate your faithfulness in giving, your faithfulness in living, sharing this program with your friends. So like and share, if you will. And we are on the radio. And we want to welcome cities, towns, and cities all across America and around the world. We now have over 1,400 churches that are part of the Breakout Prayer Network. We have thousands of individuals who are members of the Breakout, several thousand are members of the Breakout Prayer Network. We are making a difference. So it's good to have you listening here on this Thursday. And I'm not on Facebook Live today, but I'm going to be back on very soon. But I'm on the radio. And I'm thankful that you are listening. One word from God can change your life forever. Remember that all of our prophetic sessions are being posted on our podcast. So if you missed any of our programs, you can go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. Tell your friends to click on the start button in order to listen. bpnradio.com and click on podcast. And when you get on the podcast, you'll begin to listen, and it will have prophetic sessions click on there, and all of the prophetic sessions for almost 2 years are on there. Prophetic Tuesday and most of Prophetic Thursday, so you can listen. Well, it's going to be a wonderful day, and we are prophesying today because we know that one word from God can change your life forever. So here we go on Prophetic Tuesday. Father, we just pray that you would bless this prophetic session today. Open our ears that we may hear, eyes that we may see, hearts that we might receive. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Most of all,
I
live to hear the voice of God. Yes, I love to hear the voice of God. Good to have you listening today on BPNRadio.com, the Prophetic Tuesday program. And we're believing that you're going to be able to hear the voice of God. I have some prophetic words lined up, but remember, when I call somebody's name and I prophesy over them, this also could be a word for you. So, even if it doesn't have your name attached to it, if it's a prophetic word for you, then you can receive that word. So, let's get ready.
Jesus Christ, we long to see heaven.
Well, we long to see heaven open. You know, I've been giving prophetic words since, what, 19 and, well, I've been a prophetic voice since 1985. And I didn't start out to be a prophetic voice. I just started prophesying. And people, other prophets and apostles confirmed that that gifting anointing was in my life. It's in some of your lives. And I believe there's an impartation happening that some of you would love to prophesy. And, you know, I've thought about, prayed about having School of the Prophets from time to time. And I may do that one day. I don't know. I just want to be led by the Spirit. But I just realized that when I prophesy on these Tuesdays, that there is an impartation, a mashak, a rubbing off. And many of you are being released to prophesy simply because of the prophetic anointings that are upon me on Tuesday, Allison Keeber on Thursday. I think Allison will be on this week because of it's Thanksgiving Day. She's going to take time to be with her family, but she'll be back next week. We are about ready to prophesy. Sometimes when I prophesy, I hear things in the Spirit about you. In fact, I've been up since early this morning. I've been praying over names that have been left on Facebook pages. When I pray, when I call your name in prayer, sometimes I hear things about you, maybe a sentence or just a few words, a few lines, or I may see something about you. And you know, the prophet is the one that sees. The prophet in the Old Testament was called the seer, S-E-E-R, and the prophet saw things about people. So sometimes I hear words from the Lord through my spiritual ears, and then sometimes I see you going different places, doing different things. And it's amazing how many things over the past, 30-some-odd years I've served as a prophetic voice, how thousands of people that I've seen operating in different realms. Remember that when I give prophetic words, it could be a now word, could be a future word, could be a confirming word, could be a new word. And remember that a prophetic word announces possibilities in life. It's not a demand or requirement that you are to have, but it you can't receive it, remember, with your mind, but you have to receive it with your spirit. Then you write it down. You got to receive it by faith, because it may be something that is out of your wheelhouse, maybe out of the ordinary, or maybe not even something you feel like you're gifted to do or possible to do. But the prophetic moves us into the fourth dimension, the dimension of dreams and visions. So Gene and I were having breakfast one morning in a certain state, in a certain city, in a certain restaurant. And we had this waitress that was waiting on us. We made our order, and she brought our food to us. And suddenly, she just stopped and was holding our food. And I looked at her, and I said, put her food down. And then when I looked into her eyes, I realized that she was having some type of attack on her life, and that she was having some type of seizure. And so immediately I went into action, because we have the weapons of our warfare, not mighty through God, but the pulling down of strongholds. We have the word in our mouth, in our heart. And I just said, in the name of Jesus, I break this attack on you. In the name of Jesus, I command this seizure to leave you. And suddenly, as I looked into her eyes returned to normal. And she just put the food down and went on her way about waiting under the tables. But I saw it immediately in her eyes. And sometimes all I have to do is look into a person's eyes, and I see things happening, things going on. Sometimes I look in people's life eyes, and there's life in them. Sometimes there's death in their eyes. Sometimes there's discouragement, despondency. You know, sometimes I've stopped at a stop sign and looked in someone that is panhandling on the street corner, requesting food or some money or what have you. Sometimes I look and there's no life in their eyes, just nothing. There's no life. There's a death look in their eyes. And sometimes when I'm prophesying over people, I just see what's going on in their eyes. And so I just pray over your eyes today. I pray that your eyes will be lit up, life-giving. There will be hope and transparency in whatever God is doing in your eyes. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I pray that if certain things are going on in your life, that God will open your eyes so that you may see what's really happening, what's really going on. I'm thankful to have you listening today on bpnradio.com. I'm going to get right to it. I'm going to prophesy over some people. And remember, it could be a now word, future word, confirming word, or a brand new word. Yinka. I have a prophecy for Yinka O from Nigeria, Africa. I want to speaking of Nigeria, you know, we are now broadcasting live sessions on bpnradio.com. And who knows, we may be broadcasting your sermon or your event one day. But we have a woman on our on BPN Radio, who's a member of Breakout Radio Church, and she is a former eye surgeon, ophthalmologist, Dr. Elizabeth Vaughn from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And she's going to be ministering from Nigeria, Africa, in December, and she's going to be speaking to 25,000 pastors and church leaders there in Laos, Nigeria, Africa. And we're going to be broadcasting live her session from Nigeria. And so we are now beginning to do live broadcasts from different geographical locations around the world. And anywhere there is an internet connection, we have the ability to broadcast. So we're really excited about what God is doing here in as we celebrate our fourth anniversary of bpnradio.com. So Yinka O from Nigeria, Africa, maybe you'll be able to attend that session there. The word of the Lord I hear, Holy Spirit saying, is that you are a portal for others who need an entrance into a new life, a new world. You are a person of great influence with the Joseph anointing on your life. So, Yinka, I bless you there in Nigeria, Africa, in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. Liz I from Ventura, California. I trust you're doing well. I want us to pause and pray for our friends out in California. We have a great listening audience out in the Golden State, particularly those of you that could have lost maybe your home, or one of your loved ones or friends may be missing. It's just been horrific what's been going on. Thousands of people have lost their homes, and they say that there are about 1,000 people that are missing in these fires. And Father, we just pause and pray right now in Jesus' name for those out in California that have lost their homes. Many of their friends or family members are missing. Many of them are homeless in shelters. Oh, God, it's just unbelievable what we're witnessing. We pray. We pray for the state of California, for those that have been in the line of these wildfires, particularly towns like Paradise, California, that have been totally wiped out. We pray for you today, right now, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask for your help. In the name of the Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray for some special needs today. My friend Gary Pack, who's in critical condition in the hospital in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We want to pray for Easy Jones, Pastor Easy Jones in Sugarland, Texas, been diagnosed with cancer. We pray for him. Pray for my grandson, Daniel Alexander, who's a professional basketball player. He just had surgery yesterday for a torn ACL, will be out for the season, and he had surgery there in Stockholm, Sweden. Pray for him. And everyone that may be listening that has a special need, we pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Liz, I from Ventura, California, I see you hosting major events and providing resources for those who are willing to work. You're a very diligent person, and you are on the right track. You're ready to make that next bold move that will transport you into a new major assignment and opportunity. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you're the one, Liz. I bless you in Jesus' name. Paula P. Paula P. from Kingston, Tennessee. Paula, when I look into your eyes, I see great anticipation for your life. You are one that knows how to look on the bright side of life. You're a happy person because you have a servant's heart, and you're always anticipating on how you can help others. You play a more significant role in people's lives than you realize. You are truly a blessing. Never minimize that gift that you have. You have found a treasure in life that so many never discover in their entire lifetime. So, Paula, from Kingston, Tennessee, hear the Holy Spirit saying, keep doing what you're doing. I bless you in Jesus' name. Kelly P. from Battleton, Kentucky. I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's been difficult to see the forest for all of the trees because of all your major responsibilities in life. You truly have your plate full. But I hear Holy Spirit saying you're a trooper. It's time to take a fresh look at what He has placed in your hands and not disregard the divine appointments and divine connections coming your way. Right in the midst of your daily activities, you're going to rediscover the dreams you've carried all along but not felt you had the time or resources to move forward on those assignments. But now, Holy Spirit is reigniting, realigning, and reassigning those things that still remain in the deep recesses of your heart. You've been giving to others. It's now time to live out those dreams and visions that were once a vital part of your life before all of these responsibilities came your way. He's anointing your eyes, ears, and heart with fresh oil. I just want to say to those of you that are listening today, you must never disregard what God has done in your life before time. And opportunities that He has given you, anointings, giftings that He's given you, they keep coming around again. And so don't disregard those things. You know, when God called me to preach and launched Gene and I out into full-time ministry on March the 12th, 1967. You know, I felt like my radio gift or my radio work, that was over. Now I'm just going to go preach the gospel. But here, over 50 years later, I'm back in a radio station. Unlike anything I ever thought could happen, I'm in an internet radio station and speaking to people across America and around the world. So you must not disregard the giftings, because God is able to reinvent. I feel the Holy Ghost when I say this, but God is able to reinvent those things that you had a passion for in days gone by, maybe that you've laid aside, maybe that you've put on the shelf. I don't know. But opportunities keep coming around again. It's like a circle. And you must realize that, hey, you know, before I got married, I was doing this. And then I got married. I started having children and I had a family. Or maybe I had this gift before I went to college, and then I got this degree and this, but I'm really not fulfilled. I really like what I was doing maybe as a young person. I don't know. But don't disregard any of those things that you love doing. And so, you know, I was a sportscaster. I love the sports world before I went into ministry. And then God just began to put me back in it. And I found myself with a spiritual son that was a boxer, found myself with a spiritual son that was a professional basketball player, and so forth and so on. And God just put me right back in the sports world. So you never know what God is going to do, but don't disregard things that you once had a passion for, love, but down deep in your heart, I still love that. I could still do that. So it's amazing how God could bring that all about into your life. So I just speak that word of release over you in Jesus' name. And I bless you, Kelly, from Battletown, Kentucky. Candace V. from Youngsville, Louisiana. I hear Holy Spirit saying that he's not short of miracles, that you must not ignore that attack on your life and just say, well, that's the way it goes. Don't settle for that. Don't settle for mediocrity. But you got to resist. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. So he's attempting to remove appointments and anointings in your life and those things that God wants, those healings and miracles. So this is a time to take your stand, having done all to stand. So Candace V, I bless you in Jesus' name. Hey, Donna S. from Springtown, Texas. And I was praying over the name over your name today. And here's what I wrote down. I see Holy Spirit giving you a new spark in life. A new spark, Donna. You have a special gift to write presentations for other people, helping other people with their resumes and how to write down a proper presentation, knowing that even though other people have handled you carelessly, God is holding you close and handling you very carefully, your dreams, visions, anointings. And I believe in the coming day, you're going to be supernaturally aware of his presence and how close he is to you and how he wants to hold you and assure you that you have a bright future and you are very valuable in his sight. He's giving you a 10. When he looks at you, Donna, he's giving you a 10. So I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Jacqueline and Joshua B. from Tempe, Arizona. Your Holy Spirit saying that you're about to breathe. You're about to take a fresh of. I'm going to get it right in a minute. You're about to take a breath of fresh air. Finally, a little reprieve concerning your work schedule, concerning your life, the business of your life. It's truly a Holy Ghost break that he's going to give you. That's coming your way. The opportunity in finances to finally catch up and not feel you're so far behind in your finances and your work schedule and your time and your commitments. A supernatural time of being with each other is coming and receiving revelation that's going to cause a new breakthrough and a breakout in your life. Jacqueline and Joshua, Tempe, Arizona. I bless you in Jesus' name. Renee C. from Goreville, Illinois. Goreville, Illinois, over you, Rena or Renee, I release that special prophetic gifting that you have in your life, the ability to speak in a way to others a word from the Lord that will describe their past compared to their future. So I see that you, God's going to use you to combine gifts of words of knowledge along with gifts of prophecy, taking down the past picture and putting up the new, releasing the past, describing the past that they're to, through a word of knowledge that they're to drop and they're to release, and describing the new that is coming, painting a picture of their bright futures. It's amazing anointing over you, and you're going to have amazing results as a result of this principle and special anointing on your life to help create a picture of people's future. Painting a picture describing their future is going to be quite phenomenal. So I bless you there, Renee or Renee C. from Goreville, Illinois. Bless you. Lona Elma from Bangkok, Thailand. Wherever there is an internet, we are there. And Lona, I release that strong gift of communication in your life. I see you involved in governments, providing research, and you got ideas that's going to promote you, helping make financial decisions for cities, countries, and nations. You, young lady, are a wonderful gift to your generation, and your gift of excellence is going to bring major promotion to your life. Lona, Bangkok, Thailand, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Catherine H. from Standish, Michigan. It's kind of cold up there, I'm sure. We've had some cold weather in Austin. I'm thankful the sun's shining here on this Tuesday. Want to wish everybody a happy, 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 happy Thanksgiving. Yes, happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And we're going to take a special break here. And the young lady that is helping edit our programming, such a blessing. She's going to do a station break, and then we'll be right back.
This is Arana Kuchurka, and thank you for listening to bpnradio.com.
Hey, good Tuesday, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you that are listening here on bpnradio.com. This program is going to be replayed. 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock here on your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry on the air. And, wow, we are providing major opportunities for you to be on radio. If you'd like to preach, we have preaching opportunities on Preaching Sunday on bpnradio.com. And we are also about in the next probably 2 or 3 weeks, we're about to open up a couple of hours during the week for preaching, because how shall they hear without a preacher, and how shall they preach except they be sent? There's some of you that have a preaching gift because you have a preaching gift, and we are on bpnradio.com. We're giving you preaching opportunities. My son, Rick Gentry, is giving oversight to that. Preaching Sunday, and also giving people an opportunity to preach during the week on bpnradio.com, because I just have a special prompting of the Holy Spirit that we need more preaching. And wow, where have all the preachers gone? We must have someone that is preaching the word. And so I've been prophesying for a number of years that preachers are going to come out of obscurity, young preachers, old preachers, men preachers, women preachers, going to come out of obscurity, and they're going to begin to preach. And some of you may not have a place to preach. You may need to preach in a nursing home or a prison, but, you know, I know less and less there are preaching opportunities in churches, because most churches only have one service a week now, Sunday morning, and pastors want to occupy that time, which is very reasonable. But we are giving opportunities for people to preach. And so you say, well, I don't know how to do it. Well, contact Rick Gentry. He'll give you more information. You can call him. If you'll write this number down, Rick Gentry, you can talk to him and say, I'd like to preach on BPN radio, and he can give you an opportunity. Here's his number, 214-918-8707, 214-918-8707. And so we're going to be doing something new pretty soon. We're filling up Sundays, but we're going to give people an opportunity to preach on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're going to designate 2 hours a day for people to preach on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's going to be an amazing opportunity. So you can contact if you want to write Rick Gentry, you can do that. Rick Gentry, RickGentry, BPNradio@gmail.com. That's Rick Gentry, BPNradio@gmail.com. We're providing opportunities, and you say, well, you know, of course, we want everybody that is on to give an offering because it takes lots of finances. Make a donation, and you can do that. Make a donation, and you say, well, I don't have any money to donate. We'll get someone to sponsor you. There is always a way. You say, well, how am I going to do all this? Call Rick, 214-918-8707. We're providing opportunities for people to preach across America and around the world. And we have a number of women preachers that are already on Preaching Sunday on bpnradio.com. So, thanks for listening. And we are sharing we're sharing some prophetic words today here on bpnradio.com. We are prophesying. So thank you for listening here. Good to have you listening. I'm Dale Gentry. And thank you for joining me here and on this Tuesday, broadcasting live. I have some more prophetic words for some people that sent in your name. And remember that if we don't get to you today, if we don't have a prophetic word for you today, then you can listen each week, every Tuesday or Thursday, because we've made a commitment not to let a word fall to the ground or fall to the floor. So we want to do that. Ashton D. from Fort Worth, Texas. Hear the Holy Ghost saying that you have the heart of a champion. You are a true competitor with true grip. Kind of a John Wayne anointing. It's all in or nothing for you. You're a leader, so start leading the people, the right people, in the right direction. Don't lead them off of a cliff. Lead them in the right direction. In the future, you're going to boldly confront people concerning their lives and the direction they are going. Your message to them will be very direct and quite sobering. This is a time to look deeply into your own soul and your own heart. Consider what you're doing. Consider where you're going. And remember, the Holy Spirit is declaring that no more compromise, Ashton. No more compromise or straddling the fence. You are to be the one who is going to bring change to your generation. And this is currently happening in your life. What you're doing right now is not who you really are. But that's all going to change in a day. God's going to turn everything around. Ashton D. from Fort Worth, Texas. I bless you, mighty man of God. Christina L. from Juneau, Alaska. Hear the Holy Spirit saying he's moving you to a new dimension of transparency as you continue to go through this time of reinvention, a total makeover. That's going to cause many to look at you and not recognize the new Christina. Remember, you're working on his timetable, not yours, so you got to allow him to do that special work on that special person that you really and truly are. You know, speaking of transparency, and I bless you there, Christina, there in Juneau, Alaska. I'm sure it's cold up there. Speaking of transparency, remember Rhonda Kinzer is on the radio every Friday, also on Facebook every Friday on bpnradio.com. And Rhonda is doing biblical counseling now. If some of you ladies need someone to help you walk through a stormy time in your life, You can contact Rhonda. She has a degree in she has a master's degree in psychology counseling in counseling psychology. She got a master's degree. She's also very anointed, and she's very transparent. She just shares about how she went through an abortion and the abuse that she suffered growing up, and she's just a very real person. She's got a major listening audience, and if you'd like to have some biblical counseling, someone to help you walk through a storm that you may be in, you can call Rhonda. Her number is 620-482-6180, 620-482-6180. She's one of my spiritual daughters, and boy, she's anointed. We have a new phone number at Breakout Ministries. You want to write it down, and you call, leave me a phone message. It's 512. I know we're throwing out a lot of phone numbers here, but if you want to write them down, we have a new phone number, office number, and if you want to contact me, I get those messages personally, and just leave me a message at 512-633-0966. That's 512-633-0966. Hey, I love you. Jesus loves you. And why don't you look in the mirror today and say in the face in the mirror, I love you and Jesus loves you. That'll be great. Wow. Hey, Dana, out in Bristol, Connecticut, I see all of those artistic juices and giftings in your life coming together to create the amazing plan and assignment He's preparing for you. You're going through a sifting season of your life where the Lord is taking some things out and putting some things in, sifting out the things which have been unprofitable for you in times past, creating that special glow that you have and you will impart to many others through your classes and through your students, your mentoring, your special person. Dana, I bless you in Jesus' name. Ashton M. from Springtown, Texas. Ashton, I speak a word of release over that music gift in your life. I see you deeply involved in music that will speak to your generation. Hey, Rhonda B. from Turkey Creek, Louisiana. You are a builder. Build it. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying, build it, and they will come. Holy Ghost construction is in motion in your spirit. Holy Spirit is saying to you, start. And He's going to work with you. You are a builder, and God has not assigned you or designed you for an ordinary life. Rhonda, you're a very special person, and I speak a blessing over you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'm going to take some time just to pray and share some things that may be helpful to you here on this Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at bpnradio.com. I am so very, very thankful and grateful for our team, and I'm going to want to acknowledge our team. I'm thankful to our station manager, Ruth Gentry, who is the station manager at bpnradio.com, and all of our team members. Wow, you are making a difference. One word from God can change your life forever, forever. And I want to say this is a discovery that I made years ago, and some of you, I know it's going to help you because this is a revelatory program, revelation. But years ago, the Holy Spirit gave me this scripture, Luke 8:17. That if I lost anything, that if I begin to speak Luke 8:17, I could find it. I cannot tell you, fully describe how many times Gene and I misplaced something, and just we couldn't find it. And so we've discovered Luke 8:17. I was ministering a few years ago. I was ministering in Tulsa, Oklahoma, just about this time of year, and I was ministering there. They asked me if I'd stay over a day or two, and I did. It came a snowstorm, and I spent a lot of time in my hotel. And I carried around that time, at that particular time, a book I call my Blue Book. and lots of testimonies about how God had answered prophetic words. So I had this blue book, and I left it in a drawer in a hotel in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I was ministering there for this church in Tulsa, a great church. So I left my blue book. And so I called the pastors, and I said, I left my blue book in a drawer there. Would you see if you could find it? So they called. They couldn't find it. They finally sent a member of their team, a member of their staff, to the hotel, and they went up to the room. They couldn't find it. He personally looked, could not be found anywhere. And I thought, Lord, that's got illustrations that I've never kept except in the blue book. I've never put them on an email or written them, putting them down on my on any of my books that I've been saving. So I just had that one. So I began to pray Luke 8:17. Several days later, I was Gene and I were moving to another place, and I began to clean out my office drawer, and suddenly there appeared that blue book. Now I know you're probably saying, if you haven't heard me before, maybe you're probably saying, well, that guy's a kook. That didn't happen, but it did happen. And I don't know how my blue book got transported from Tulsa, Oklahoma, to Argyle, Texas, where Gene and I were living at that moment, but there it was. And I was thankful that I recovered the blue book. So some of you have lost things. You cannot find them. And I don't have any testimonies. I was ministering in California for my good friends, Mark and Tammy Wallace. And I was there on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. On a Friday night, I began to share this principle about Luke 8:17. So there was a woman in the congregation, and she had lost her wedding ring. She did not know where her wedding ring was. But she began to speak that, and the next day I did a Saturday morning prophetic session like I used to do when I was traveling. Gene and I were traveling for so many years. And so there at Word of Life Church, lo and behold, she came back with a glowing report. She said, I went home and read that scripture, began to speak Luke 8:17. Anything that is lost can be found. Anything that's hidden can come to light. And she said, I prayed over my wedding ring. And when I got my Bible out and began to look in my Bible, there was my wedding ring. It was an amazing story. And those stories just go on and on and on. Things that were lost are now found. So there's a revelatory word that you can use. God gave me a word years ago from my dad. I mean, in fact, when I was a little boy, my dad began to give me Ezekiel 16:6. He said, if you ever have a bleeding that will not stop, then you begin to quote the word. You know, there's power in the word of God, Ezekiel 16:6. And so I began to use that. My dad even said that when one of their horses or animals would start bleeding, my grandpa Gentry would get out the Bible and begin to quote Ezekiel 16:6. This happened many times to my dad, and I began to use that scripture about bleeding. And so if you ever have a bleeding that will not stop, begin to quote Ezekiel 16:6. Just it's an amazing revelation of what God can do in your life, what he wants to do and how he wants to do it. And I just want to pray for some people. I hear the Holy Ghost saying over somebody, there's plenty of bread in Bethlehem. There's plenty. You're saying, well, you know, there's a lack in my life, but God is not a God of lack. He is a God of more than enough. And I declare it in Jesus' name that over you on this Tuesday morning, that God is a God of more than enough. There are those of you that are searching for a particular thing in life, maybe a piece of furniture, maybe searching for the right job or the right college to attend or whatever it may be. I just want to say that God is not slack concerning what he wants to do. He's a God that really wants to bless you and to be a blessing in your life. And so Gene and I were, a few years ago, we were getting ready to celebrate our 50th wedding anniversary. We had a party coming up. We had a banquet coming up. And Gene wanted a certain type of dress. She wanted a gold dress. And so I said, well, go out and find you a dress. We're going to have a party, and it's going to be great. So go out and find you a dress. So, you know, we're living in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So she went to Dallas, Texas. Someone said, if you can't find it in Dallas, it can't be found. So, you know, she went and looked all over Dallas. She went and looked at Neiman Marcus and, I mean, all these incredibly well-known stores. She couldn't find it. She came back home, and I just agreed with her in prayer. Lord, I know that Gene needs a dress for this banquet, and you're concerned about small things. You got to know that in your life that God is concerned about small things. So we began to pray, Lord, where is that dress? And the Holy Spirit spoke to me so clearly, and he just said to me, Gene's dress is in Fort Worth. Now, Gene had not been to Fort Worth but she'd been to Dallas, and we lived about equal distance between Dallas and Fort Worth. But if it can't be found in Dallas, sure, it can't be found. But the Holy Ghost said it's in Fort Worth. She came back the next day with a bright smile on her face with that beautiful gold dress. It was actually a gold suit. And if you look on any of our pictures, you can see a smiling Gene Gentry there with her gold suit, her gold dress, and we got to take a lot of great pictures with that in that dress. So, wow, I just agree with you in Jesus' name. I just agree with you today that if you're looking for a house, looking for a dress, looking for a job, looking for a husband, looking for a wife, the Holy Spirit wants to help you out on that one. And he can speak to you. You say, well, I've talked to him about it. I hadn't heard anything. Well, ask again. Go again. You know, the prophet Elijah, he said to his servant, I want you to go and look for rain. He kept going. He said, there's nothing. You know, I operate on the premise one word from God can change your life. And after the big nothing is a big something. It's like nothing, pow. Nothing, pal. And then it happens. So the Bible said that Peter went out, fished all night, caught nothing. But the Lord sent him back again. He came back with a big load of fish. So it may be that you've been asking, you've not been hearing anything. Keep asking, keep listening, keep talking to God, because after the big nothing, there is a big something. So whatever you need help with, God desires to help you. So the prophet Elijah kept sending his servant out, and he kept coming back and saying, there's nothing. And then finally came back and said, I see the cloud about the size of a man's hand. And Elijah said, that's all we need. It's going to grow. It's going to enlarge. It's going to expand. So I declare that God is wanting to do something really, really, really big in your life. I also have a word for those of you that are praying concerning making a decision about transition, about moving. You got to make sure that you are going in the right direction. I remember years ago I prophesied over one of my prophetic sons, Bishop Tony Miller, who leads the Gate Church in Oklahoma City. I began to prophesy that he was living in South Carolina at the time. Greenville, South Carolina. I began to prophesy that he was going to begin to lead a church in the heartland of America. And not too many days afterwards, he was invited to lead a church in Oklahoma City that is now called the Gate Church in Oklahoma City. It's a great church, and Bishop Tony Miller's doing a great job. But they were about to change geographical locations. They'd already located another building. I wasn't even ministering that morning. My friend, Dr. Tom Peters, was there ministering at the Gate Church, and they were in the process of moving to another building. And they had a beautiful building, but there were some repairs that were needed, some things that were going on. So, at the close of the service, I said to Gene, I got a word concerning this church and this church building. And Gene said to me, well, you better give it. So I hesitated for a moment. They were coming to the close of the service. And Gene said to me, Dale, you better obey God. I believe that's a word for somebody today. You better obey God. You better do what God has told you to do, what he's put in your heart to do, and you can hesitate for too long and miss an opportunity. I believe I'm speaking to somebody. You can miss an opportunity. So I did not hesitate. I made my way to the platform, and of course, I've been a prophetic voice to that church for a long time, since about 1998. I've been a prophetic voice to that church for 30 years. So I went up, they gave me the microphone, I began to prophesy that there would come a day that I would stand here at this place on this platform and help burn the mortgage on this building. And so they had an emergency session after the service with the leadership. They decided they were going to stay there in that building. Now they have remodeled the building, and man, I don't know how many people attend that church every Sunday, maybe 2,500. So, wow. So you gotta pray it through about making a move, making a change. And God wants to bless you. He wants to bless you, and he wants to bless you abundantly. So if you have any hesitation about doing the will of God, don't hesitate. But if you are not sure, then you just need to realize, hey, I don't have a complete peace about this. I'm going to wait on this, and I'm just going to make sure that I'm hearing the voice of God. So, wow, I pray for you right now in Jesus' name that the will, plan, and purpose of God is at work in your life. And there's some of you out there that I want to pray for. Those of you that you've gotten a word from God, and it's just not happening. You know, I have a friend who now lives in Spain. He was living in England at the time. His name is Noel Richards. And I met Noel Richards in 1991 when I was ministering in England. It was my second trip to England. I first went to England in 1990. And then in 1991, I went back to England. And Noel Richards was leading the worship before I got up and began to preach and to prophesy. And I later heard Noel's story of how in the 80s he was watching television and he heard this rock group called Queen, and Queen was singing this song, We Are the Champions, and they were singing it from a live, and it was being televised live from Wembley Stadium in London, England. And as he was watching this rock concert, the Holy Ghost spoke to Noel Richards and said, there will come a day that you will sing in Wembley Stadium about Jesus being the champion of the world. I say one word from God can change your life forever. And so Noel Richards heard the voice of the Lord, and he received it as a word of revelation from him. You know, sometimes other people can give you a word, but sometimes the Holy Spirit can give you a direct line. He can speak directly to you. I'm just taking time to prophesy, to minister over some people today. And so when you hear a word from the Lord, you can hear it or see it, and then you can say it, write it down, and begin to declare it. So when he went to check out how much it would cost to rent Wembley Stadium in 1990 or 1991, it was $600,000 for one day. One day. He knew he didn't have that kind of money to be able to rent Wembley Stadium, but that's where the supernatural takes place. When you begin to speak a word, you literally begin to speak your world into existence. You move from the realm of the natural into the realm of the supernatural. You know what I'm saying? And so in the natural, maybe it can happen, but nothing is too hard for God. So in the natural, he did not have the money to rent Wembley Stadium even for one day. But he began to declare the word. And when I came along in 1991 and was there ministering in England, I began to prophesy about stadiums in that nation and nations of the world. And Noel Richards began to remember. A short time later, Noel tells a story. It's rehearsed in my book called God Assignments, and it's free. If you want to go to letspraymerica.com, letspraymerica.com, you can get the book free. You can download it free. You can read it free of charge. I tell the story, a portion of the story about Noel Richards. So one day he's on a train going into London, and he says, God, when am I going to get to staying? You said I was going to sing at Wembley Stadium. When am I going to do it? And the Holy Spirit spoke back to him and said, you'll do it when you do it. And so he would go up to the gates of Wembley Stadium in London, and he would run up to the gate and say, one day I'm going to sing here. I'm going to sing Jesus is the Champion of the World right here in Wembley Stadium. So in 1997, I was leading a month-long revival in London, England. Noel Richards was attending, and through a series of miracles, Noel was able to rent Wembley Stadium for one day. And he had a lot of singers like Matt Redman, Martin Smith, Delirious, I don't know who all volunteered their gifts and talents and abilities, and he rented the stadium. And so we prayed over the stadium, and it all came together. It all came together, and I was there. I got to help lead prayer for over 40,000 people that attended Wembley Stadium. And on the last song of that night, Noel Richards began to sing this song for over 40,000 people gathered at Wembley Stadium. His dream, he declared that dreams really do come true. And he began to sing this song. I'm going to play it right now. Some of you have dreams in your heart. You'll do it when you do it. And so Noel said, I'm going to do it. And you can do it today. Here's Noel Richards, the song that he sang that night, Wembley Stadium.
The Lord Almighty
Okay, I'm here to tell you that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. You have to begin to speak your world into existence. You know, John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We literally speak our worlds into existence. You got to declare, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, because you can do it when you do it. Noel Richards singing this song before over 40,000 people. Just like the Lord said he would do. Let's raise a shout.
We will raise a shout.
Yes, all things are possible.
We will shout.
Nothing is impossible.
He is the champion.
We serve the champion. Shout it out. What are you going to do in life? Make an announcement. Do it now.
We will shout it out. He is the champion of the world.
Yes.
We will
raise a shout. You can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can marry who God says you can marry. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can write what God says you can write. You can preach what God says you can preach. You can prophesy what God says you can prophesy. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. Yes. Yes, you can. Yes, you can, and yes, you will. Somebody needs to say, yes, I can, and yes, I will. Yes, I can, and yes, I will.
I'm BPNRadio.com News Director Delvin Kintzer. Pray with us for another spiritual awakening in America and around the world.
Yeah, that's what we're doing here on BPNRadio.com on a Tuesday. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. From all of our staff, our team at BPNRadio.com and the Breakout Prayer Network and Breakout Ministries, just want to say thank you on behalf of our team, Gene Gentry, Linda Meeks, Ruth Gentry, Michael Schonborn, Cheryl Ortiz, Delvin Kintzer, Rhonda Kintzer, Aliona Pachuca, Brittany Greenlee, Ian Kieber, Allison Kieber, Darla Gentry, Jean Sally Massey, Rick Gentry, Joe Raglan, Brian and Kristen Mean, Roy Beard, Ron Lester, Dale Allison, Callie Hargraves, Evelyn Gastelum, Bob Nichols, Tom Peters, and Megan Call, all of our team at BPN Radio. Brock Gentry, it takes a big team to do what we're doing, and we're very, very thankful and grateful for your support. And if you'd like to send a Thanksgiving offering to us today, that would be a great blessing. All you have to do is go to BPNRadio.com, and you click on the donate button. click on the donate button. You can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. You know, if it's a generous gift, or maybe it's only $5 or $10 or $15, and all of the people that donate get put on our partners list. You get special updates on what's happening in ministry. There's no charge for the prophetic word, but there is a charge for all the salaries and our giving and the equipment, all that we're doing at bpnradio.com. It's a major undertaking. We operate kind of on a shoestring budget, but we appreciate your giving. Would you pray about giving, and then would you maybe just ask the Holy Spirit, during this Thanksgiving holiday, how can I make a special contribution to Breakout Ministries, bpnradio.com, Dale and Jean Gentry, and the entire team? And just ask him. He may give you the amount, and just you can go to bpnradio.com, click on donate, use your credit card, debit card, PayPal card, or you can do it old school. You can make a check payable to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries. And you can send that to P.O. Box 91985. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. Austin, Texas 78709. And, wow. Father, I just pray that you bless the people that are partnering with Breakout Ministries, bpnradio.com, Breakout Prayer Network, as we call America to pray. And, of course, today we're just calling America to pray for revelation, for anointing, for prophetic words to be revealed to people. And we just pray that people will obey you and will sow a seed today, a Thanksgiving seed, if they appreciate what's going on at bpnradio.com. Here in our fourth anniversary, this is fourth anniversary week, and we're so very, very thankful and grateful today for you. And we just want to say thank you for those of you that are regular givers or your partners, or you've been giving to Breakout Ministries, Breakout Prayer Network, bpnradio.com. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so very, very much. Wow, it's going to be a big day this weekend on bpnradio.com. Tomorrow, I'm going to be doing a Thanksgiving broadcast at 10 a.m. Don't forget, today at the conclusion of this program, Delvin Kinzer, our award-winning news director, is on with the news. Roy Beard is on at 10:55 each weekday with a word from the wall. And then, of course, throughout the day, Roy Beard is also on at 1 at 7. And speaking of Callie Hargrave, she's on tomorrow. And we have a lot of programming on this weekend, a special Thanksgiving Day program. I think I told you about that, didn't I? So that's going to be on. And remember, Dale Allison is on with the Storm Watch, and he's a former prosecuting attorney who has helped us with our finances, given oversight to make sure that we're operating financially correct. Dale Allison is on every Friday, 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Rhonda Kinzer is on every Friday at 10 a.m. And I'm just naming off some programming here. Allison Kieber taking Thursday off, Thanksgiving Day. I want to wish all of you a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving week. And if you're traveling, I speak special blessings over you. Ask God to give you traveling mercies, and that his hand be upon you. And why don't you continue to listen to bpnradio.com throughout this Thanksgiving weekend. And we just speak a blessing over you. Thank you for listening today. Delvin Kinzer is next with the news. And remember, Prophetic Tuesday, I'm broadcasting every Tuesday here, Word from God. If we didn't call your name today, keep listening every Tuesday, or go to bpnradio.com and click on podcast. Then you can go to all the prophetic sessions we've had. I love you very much. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving week, and keep listening to bpnradio.com.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Sing hallelujah. Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Singing over me.
sound so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind. Kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up.
darkness where everything is unknown. I face the power of sin on my own. I did not know of a place I could go, where I could find a way to heal my wounded soul. You said that I could come into His presence without fear, into the holy place where His mercy hovers near. I'm running to the mercy seat where Jesus is calling. He said His grace would cover me, His blood will flow freely, it will provide the healing. I'm running to the mercy seat. I'm running to the mercy seat. In the curse of a lifetime of sin, love and the illusions, they never come true. I know where there's a place, a mercy for you. He said that you could come into His presence without. Yeah.
the Lord. I will proclaim the glory of the risen Lord, who once was slain to reconcile man to God. Forever he will be the Lamb upon the throne.
I need to get refuge. In your hand I find grace. In your hand I can feel you, like we're meeting face to face. When I don't have strength to stand, I need to reach for your hand. When life leaves me with no choice, I must listen for your voice. When lies confuse me with their noise, I must listen for your voice. In your voice I find refuge. In your voice I find grace. In your voice I can feel you, like we're meeting face to face. When life leaves me with no choice, but I will listen for your voice. On my knees I find refuge. On my knees I find grace. On my knees
pure affection. And you heard my frail petitions to serve you endlessly. Have I loved the tree that they put you on? Oh, my friend who met me at the cross. Oh, I wanna sing again for my brother and find my way down his mountains.
Come into the schools, come into the colleges, come in, Lord.